Stars, El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch and where we go anywhere, everywhere. We go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And we have with us Margaret Gray on the line talking about a very good series of columns that she wrote concerning cheating back east. And that's cheating as in high school students cheating, as in cheating on SATs and ACTs, as in being caught, as in being arrested. And a very great series of articles. The dichotomy here, I think, and I know you don't agree, Margaret, is that you have your own son who was caught cheating, a 14-year-old, but nonetheless caught cheating. He's an actor, and that kind of goes beyond the equation, you know. It's in other words, it sort of goes to a place where we're talking student, and then all of a sudden my son's an actor and he's not held to the same standard.
Well, Phil, they're, you know, people react to the word actor. They react negatively to the word actor. The first thing they think of is entitled. They think of money. That young lady that I was talking to, she said she wasn't jealous, but I think that plays a factor in many of the mothers who are saying, well, my child should be, your child's an actor, you think your child is all this. Well, I'm sorry if my child's an actor and yours isn't.
Do you really think that there's that kind of jealousy going on? You know.
Well, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Because how would you not be jealous of the fact that my son goes out and makes a very good living? Now, his father, my husband Frank, you know Phil, is a very successful attorney. And produced a lot of television as well. So Frank is different. We don't really need Jay's money. Nonetheless, the boy puts a lot of pressure on himself. He wants to be the best. I remember the other morning we were taking him out to an audition he was doing for just a regular commercial. It was for Burger King, I think. And I remember I asked him something simple like, do you have your script? And he said, would you shut your mouth? Now, ordinarily, you would slap a child for saying that. But I looked at him and I said, I know you're under pressure. And he said, he used a profanity.
And would you shut your mouth? And he used a profanity.
Hold on, I'm not done yet, Phil. He used a profanity. He told me to go to so-and-so. And he said, yes, I have my script. And then he did something that I have to tell you I'm very proud of him for. He had the courage to express his feelings, because that's what you need in acting. And he said something, and then he referred to me as an old whore. And most parents would be upset.
You got to be kidding.
No, hold on, Phil, please. Most women would be upset. I was proud of him.
You were proud of him because he had the emotion to...
Would you please let me finish, Phil? Yes, as an actor, you need to be in the moment. And he said, you old whore, you sad old whore, and he just got into the car. At that moment, I knew he had crossed a threshold and was really in the moment and was authentic with his feelings.
He called you, his mother, an old whore, and you were proud of him. I think there was a threshold crossed. I think there was a threshold of sanity.
I would expect you to say something like that, Phil. And I would expect a lot of non-professionals that are listening to you tonight to say the same thing. You don't really get it because you don't live in that world.
I may not live in that world, Margaret, and I hope I never do, because that's an unbelievable and unconscionable thing for a child to call his mother and for you, the mother, to let him get away with. Our number is 877-876-PHIL.
Phil, I'm not letting him get away with anything. I expected it, and I was proud of it.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Here is, I think, Mike. Mike, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
How you doing, Phil?
Good, sir.
I'm saying that this show, this particular show, I'm a long-time listener, and this right here is beneath you. I mean, this woman right here, she's ridiculous. She sounds like she's medicated. Are you medicated, Margaret?
You don't need to
like
insult me.
You're taking a lot of medication right now, and it goes past just your son, man.
Really? Are you taking your medication? Why did I just say that about you?
It goes all the way. You know what you are, Margaret? You're an enabler. You enable him to do these things. You understand that?
You don't understand. You don't understand the world that he's living in.
Pop in the pills for just one day and listen, Margaret.
You see, all you know how to do is
you're enabling him.
You insult. You just insult.
Hold on, you guys are not listening. Hold on, you guys are not listening to each other. Hold on, we can't have this. Okay.
He's insulting a woman. It's easy for him to insult a woman. He insults women.
All right, let the man finish what he's saying.
It's only a matter of time for he's popping her up against her head. You know, that's the problem with our youth now, Phil. You know, we let them get away with this stuff, and then before
are you, afraid? Are you afraid my son's more successful than you? How much do you make a year? Let's get down to it.
You don't have to ask every
successful, ma'am. It's about you enabling him to do these things. Okay, he might be the most successful, smartest kid in the school. Okay.
And that doesn't give him to the be
right
successful?
To go out and commit a crime, because that's what it is. You know what? You know he committed a crime, don't you?
Oh, he looked
you know
at another kid's paper.
You
no,
know
it's not a crime.
He committed
that's not a crime.
He
no.
did.
Yes, he did. You
he
can't
makes.
Cheat.
I can tell you this much. Do
Margaret,
you know?
Did answer my question.
Do you understand? Do you understand how much money he makes a year? Do you know how much money my son makes a year?
Margaret, you don't know how much money I make.
I can guess. I can get
Margaret.
And I don't think you make as much as my son.
Has your son ever attacked you, Margaret?
He's no, he has not.
You like
I was proud of him when I was proud of him when he called me an old whore. And
has
you know why?
Ever,
because that's what you have to do.
You? Has your son
no.
ever physically attacked you?
No, he has not. And if he did,
take,
I would I'd kill him.
Prescription medication.
Do you?
Do you take
do
prescription
you,
medication,
you, have you been in speech therapy? Have you been in speech
think,
therapy? Because it
no,
sounds
I don't
like you need it.
Prescription medication, and I think that
no, you have you been in speech
you're
therapy?
You're lying right now. You're lying
because
right now.
Because right now, you are tripping over your thick tongue.
Okay, you guys. I mean, come on.
No, this man isn't. This guy gets his kicks beating up on women. I can tell. I know the type.
It's only a matter of time, Phil, before this kid, he weasels his way through life.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I think so because.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I do think so because if he calls you an old whore and you're proud of him.
Do you understand what it is that actors do? They have to live in the moment.
It's only a matter of time. That kid is a ticking time bomb.
That's what I think of you.
He's a time bomb, Margaret. Okay? And that bomb is going to blow up in your face one day.
If he's a time bomb, I hope he's sitting in a car in front of your house when it goes off.
He's
thank you very
gonna
much.
He's going to blow up in your face one day. And you know what? He's going to be so deep in cocaine that he's going to snort up all of that little money that he's making right now that you're so proud of. It's going to go up his nose, and then he's going to be busting you in your head for his next
Well,
face.
You seem to know a lot about it.
That?
You seem to know an awful lot about it. You know a lot about it. Maybe
get his next
face. He can get lessons from you.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. You know, and I don't blame people for getting riled up.
People are riled up, Phil, because they don't have the guts to admit they're jealous. Number one, that man was talking about my son doing cocaine, and he was talking about it with such familiarity. I think that's what he does. And you know what? This proves more than anything that there is jealousy. Why get angry at me? Why not just discuss this with me?
Well, first of all, Margaret, you're saying some pretty explosive things. You're saying that the kid said, you old whore, and then got in the car. That pisses people off. Any child that talks to an adult like that. And when you say that you're proud of him, you represent to a lot of us what is wrong with our country. And that
what is wrong with our country?
That's exactly right. That we have a generation and maybe two generations of parents that are so bad at parenting that they ought to be arrested. 877-876-PHIL. And let's go to Rocky. Rocky, hi, you're on the... Let's get Rocky here. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show, Rocky, with Margaret Gray. Go ahead.
All right, how you doing, Dr. Henry?
Good. Good.
All right. First off, let me say that I am a
Dr.
student.
Henry.
Uh-huh.
I am a student at a university. I don't know how it is in universities or in high schools, but I know that at universities there's a strict rule against cheating of any kind. If you're caught giving aid to a student on a homework assignment, you'll be written up and you could get suspended. It doesn't matter who you are, how much you make, or you know, what you did before you went to college. It doesn't matter. You know, I go to sit in classes alongside veterans and who I believe are way more important than a movie actor who is sitting there protecting
oh, God.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on for just a moment. Rocky, hold on for a moment. Ms. Gray, if you're going to use the bathroom, do you have to...
I use the bathroom. Is that... No, I'm not allowed to do that.
I can hear the toilet flushing, so maybe what you can do is keep it, you know, close the door. Go ahead, sir.
All right. First off, you said your son makes six figures.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Easy. Six oh, figures. Easy.
Okay.
Easy.
Okay.
Easy.
He makes more than a lot of people. He makes more than a lot of people, like, you know, like I said,
exactly.
Veterans. Like,
exactly.
Like police officers, firemen.
Yeah, he does.
And you also
he
said
does.
He's more important than most of those people. So is he more important than a police officer?
I don't want to. He makes more money, so he must be.
That you know that that's asinine to say that.
He makes more money. Why does he get paid more money? I look at this very straight on. If you pay him more money, he must be more valuable. Doesn't it stand to reason?
You know what it stands to reason? It stands to reason that as a society, maybe we got our values so far up our rear ends, we don't know what we're doing. That we pay movie actors more than fire people. You know.
All right, but it's not Jason J. Delmonico's fault. It's not his fault.
His name is. He is another person on the TV screen. It doesn't matter what he does.
He's Jason J. Delmonico. Remember that name. Someday you're going to be paying money to go see him.
I highly doubt it.
I'm sorry, but
I'd rather pay money to go watch.
Paying money. You'll stand in line. You'll stand in line to get my son's autograph. Someday.
The only person I've ever...
What is with the toilet flushing?
I beg your pardon.
Your son's cheating.
I'm doing some housework, Phil.
What did he do? He looked on someone else's paper during a test,
He looked on a kid's paper and got a test on a question, the Versailles Treaty, which is as boring a topic as I've ever heard.
Oh, okay, that's it. It's boring.
Matter.
Your son... God. Unreal.
Phil, do you understand that in our society...
Do you know how boring that is?
Why is the toilet flushing all the time?
I'm scrubbing it.
Maybe so she doesn't have to hear
it.
Maybe she doesn't have to hear what we're saying.
Maybe you're... Yeah, exactly, you know.
No, I'm not doing that at all.
All right. Then let me make this point. For all of the times that we have had...
Oh, my God. I'm going to play fair money on the next one.
So you are...
No, I am not. I'm trying to clean a toilet. It's filthy.
What were you going to say, Rocky?
I don't know. I am so flustered, you know. I'm a freshman at a college, and I can't see. No, I will tell you...
All right. You know something, lady? You're really pissed. Hold on for a second, Rocky. You're really starting to piss me off now. You're really starting to piss me off. You got...
Oh, I'm pissing you off.
You got that toilet flushing left and right, and you're telling me you're cleaning it at whatever time of night it is, about, 11:15, 11:20 at night, and it just so happens it's being flushed as I'm trying to say something, or my caller is. We'll be back with Margaret Gray, our number 877-876-PHIL, as we discuss students that cheat. A bunch of them have been arrested back east for cheating on SATs. Ms. Gray has written a very good column on this. Her own son was caught cheating, but she thinks because the kid's an actor, he gets a pass. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're going to be right back and talk a little bit more about...
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Calling an old whore.
You're telling me the kid's in the moment, and he's calling you an old whore, and you applaud him for that because actors need to be in the moment. I'm telling you that that is a disrespectful thing to say.
Phil, forgive me, but just because, you know, you have a little bit of interest from people in motion pictures and you've done a little acting gig here and there, you're far from the experienced actor that J. Delmonico is. Now...
Yeah. Jason J. Delmonico is she's a very experienced actor, Phil. It means nothing to
you. Frank, give me the phone back, and don't you ever grab a telephone away from me again. Don't ever grab a phone away from me again. I was saying, Phil, I know that you have done television and so forth. Jason J. Delmonico has been at it for a lot of years. He is what we call in the business a real old-timer, and he's 14. So when my son calls me an old, tired whore, I do feel pride in that the honesty is there.
877-876-PHIL. I won't even comment. You know, sometimes I'm so stunned by some of these things, it just blows my mind, you know. And
well, Phil, you know, I don't know what to tell you.
Let me get to a caller, and we can continue discussing this. I have a gentleman here on line 7. I forgot your name, sir. Is it David?
David.
You're an actor,
yeah.
I know.
It's David.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What is your comment?
Okay. Acting in the moment is something that has developed over time. You have method actors. You have naturals, if you will. Spencer Tracy was known as a natural. Harrison Ford is a natural. But he's also the carpenter. And very simply, you do as little as you need to, okay, especially when it comes to the camera because it catches everything. On stage, you do very big, so everything is very big, okay? Now, if you're
in the moment
and you're just addressed, well, if you're in the moment and you're being addressed in the moment in a proper way, you don't throw back profanity, which has nothing to do with the moment. It shows that there's no manners in the real world. As an actor, you also have to deal with business. You have to meet a producer, meet a director, deal with people off set, on set. You have to be a real person as well. And at 14 years old, you haven't really been able to experience too much of life to know what every kind of facet of life is and how a person is. A good actor is an observer. That means they have to observe a lot and be a lot. And a really good actor.
Are you listening to this, Phil?
Because they have.
I'm listening to the man.
By observing other people doing their work. But they don't.
This
do
is
that,
very good.
Okay?
Well, I'm asking Mr. Hendry if he's listening to you because it's very good.
Of course I'm listening to him. Are you listening to him?
What do I need to listen to him? My son's an actor. He already knows this.
He's talking about your son. And he's talking about the.
My son is. What are you. Are you talking to me, sir? Is that what.
What I'm saying is it's an observation, purely an observation. I don't know you from a hole in the wall. I don't know your son. It doesn't matter. The fact is that...
He was very much in the moment when he said, you tired old whore.
Well, that's not in the moment unless there was a script or there was a reason for him to say it. If you were in a room where you were doing a script with him and you were bouncing it off him, but at 14, it would be an interesting part. How many 14-year-olds have that part that they have to say something like that? That would be a special, very difficult, challenging thing to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But that is not something that is necessary sitting with you in a car, as I heard, if I heard that correctly, while you're addressing him in a normal sense, because then it shows that he doesn't have manners to be in the moment because the moment that you were in was not requiring that kind of discussion.
You're getting too... I don't get it. You're way far out. You're getting too far out.
No, he's not. No, he's... No, he's not. He's saying...
You're above me, sir, with all due respect.
Because
my son was a method... He was in the... He did the method. Uh-huh. Well, I have manners.
Manners that apply to what? When in the situation, you are still an individual human being, there's no script in front of you, there's no casting director sitting there, there's nobody to watch you go off and call someone those things.
We had just come out of an audition, and Jason J. looked at a man who was sitting on a bench, and he said, would you look at the queer? And I was shocked. I was shocked.
Uh-huh.
But then I thought, you know what? That's observation. Just exactly what you're talking about.
Your son is got a dirty little mouth on him, and he ought to be belted.
Exactly, because he did.
Is that right?
Could he have said, Mom, no, look at that guy there. Does he strike you funny? Did you see the way he holds his wrist?
What?
Or did you see the way he did
There's
something?
No way you're going to get hired with a bunch of... You're not going to get hired with a bunch of mishmash like that.
No, why would he bother?
Mealy mouth.
Vulgar approaches just to talk to you. He's showing how tough he is. Why?
Right.
I have to wonder where he learned it.
I've heard about enough of this as I'm going to stand. My son is a great... He's a great actor. He called me a dirty old whore because that's where he was in the moment. Just like Spencer Tracy.
No, not like Spencer Tracy at all, no. Listen, I got to take a break, sir. I appreciate your call very much, David. Thank you. And we will take a break here. The man is trying to make a very good point with you, and it's simply this. There are manners. There is the way a young person should talk to an adult. And if he's going to be in the quote-unquote moment, he's doing that professionally. He's on a soundstage. He's on a stage. He's in front of a camera. He's in front of an audience. Not as he's sitting in the car expressing an honest opinion about his mother.
You don't get it, Phil. That's the problem with you. You're jealous. That's it. You're jealous of his Burger King commercial.
No, that's right. I want to be in his Burger King commercial.
Don't shut up.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. And Margaret Gray for our final segment here tonight on the cheating scandal that has erupted back east at Great Neck North High School. The principal there has said it happens all across the country. We're the first school to stand up to it. The DA is in no mood to screw around. They've placed students under arrest. It's quite a dirty thing. In the middle of this, Margaret, we're talking about your son cheating, and you saying that...
Surviving. I wish you'd, Phil, you can say it a million times, he didn't cheat.
All right, he didn't cheat, he was surviving. He didn't cheat, he was, and this is because he's an actor. All right, 877-876-PHIL.
He's a very good actor, too.
877-876-PHIL. Dr. Ron Turner is going to join us here in just a moment to discuss this further. Let's go to Josh. Hi, Josh, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead.
Hey, everybody. Basically,
Hello, Josh.
Hello, how are you?
Uh-huh. I'm good. How are you, dear?
I'm pretty good. I was calling to say I truly think what your son has is a talent. And
He certainly does.
It's a very awesome feeling to do something you love and in the process make other people happy. But at the same time, I truly do not believe that elevates him above the people who enjoy what he does. See, I play music for a living. But when I'm playing somewhere, that doesn't make me better than them. If anything, we are servants to them. We are supposed to make them happy. And I truly do not agree with what you're saying. He is not elevated above anybody. Nobody on this earth is better than anybody else.
Can I ask you something, Josh? Can I see something? Jason J is right here. Jason, this man's a musician, honey. Would you talk to him?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Hello? I want to put my son on the phone to talk to you. Jason, come in.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, I'm good. My mom asked me to talk to you.
Okay.
So,
basically, my thing, I told her, you know, what you do for a living, that's great. I commend you for it, and...
A lot of what I do, I do a lot of acting and everything. I did a couple of commercials.
Wonderful. And I'm really, truly happy. And, like, it's really awesome what you're doing. But what she's saying to everyone else is that somehow elevates you above anybody. Like, I just do not agree with that. That is 110% wrong.
Well,
Can I tell you something? Sure.
I got a whole collection of Nickelback and... Linkin Park CDs from Charlize Theron. Do you know who she is?
I have the faintest idea.
she was in Monster. She got an Academy Award.
Okay.
She gave me a bunch of CDs and stuff. I also worked too, or not too, but I worked with like Albert Brooks and everything.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. And like, and I'm not downing what you do, and I'm not putting nobody down. But my
There's not a lot of kids I know that...
I really, truly have a problem when other people say they are better than someone else. That is not...
No, I mean, well, I'm not really saying that. I'm not really saying that, but I...
No, you're not.
They say you've got to be in the moment. So I called my mom, and I probably shouldn't have, but I told my mom that she was a tired old whore.
Well,
because
and here's the thing. That's not even... I don't care if you're an actor. I don't care if you're a hobo
sort of
out of the street. You're not supposed to do that.
Well, she's... Sort of look like one. I mean,
there's not even an excuse you can make. And if my son said that to me, That would crush me. You got to...
Well, I mean...
I don't care. Unless I made a
people tell me that I'm allowed to.
Wait a minute. Jason, this is Phil Hendry.
Who?
Phil Hendry. I was talking to your mom on the air.
Okay.
What do you mean you're allowed to...
Well, when I'm on the set, you know, and I'm talking to people like I know...
Are you kidding me?
Like French Stewart, you know, who was on Third Rock from the Sun. I told him I thought he looked like a jackass, and he's all, ha, ha, ha. He thought it was funny.
Well,
so you're naming all these actors.
Yeah. And John Lithgow, same thing. I said, hey, you look like a jerk. And he's all, yay, you know.
Well, what John makes you better than everyone else where you can judge them? That's my whole
thing. Well, because a couple of directors have told me that I'm probably going to be...
I don't care what anybody tells
really
you.
...really famous.
You are not better than no one else, and you have no right to put anyone else...
But I'm going
to
be famous. I'm going to be...
Especially your mother.
I'm going to be way more famous than a lot of them.
So what?
That doesn't make a difference. You can't take money and fame into heaven, dude. Like, what? Like, really?
What?
That is nothing.
Well, I mean, I don't really care about that right now because I'm young and I don't want to...
But you know what? Your family and your friends, that's all you got throughout your life. Why
dude,
would you start putting people down?
Because they think I'm funny. And
you know what, man? You're calling your mother a whore. And
I thought it was.
Oh, really? Yeah,
let me talk to your mom again. Let me talk to your mom again, okay?
You want to talk to
her?
What?
You know, we're not making any headway with your son here. Okay.
Are you listening to him, or are you trying to overtalk him?
No, we're listening to him to say he enjoys and thinks it's funny to call you an old whore.
Then what you're doing is you're judging. Okay, you're judging him. You
judging
shouldn't
him.
Be judging.
I'm sitting there telling him.
I can tell.
I'm not judging him. I have a child of my own, and it would crush me to hear him say something like that to me.
He's not going to call you an old whore because you're a man.
It doesn't
isn't that right,
if my kids say anything that's derogatory towards me. Still, it's not right, and I'm not judging you or
right.
him. I just don't agree with
I think
him.
You're a good man. It's very good talking to you, Josh. I think you're a good man.
Josh, hold on for a minute. Jason, the gentleman's going away. Yeah, it was good talking to you. I appreciate it very much, sir, and, you know, I'm sorry. That,
it's all good, and I really appreciate
it. I don't agree with you, man.
And I wish you all the best.
I mean, watch. Mom? Hey, Mom. Mom.
What?
You look like an old whore.
Oh, stop it.
See?
God, you know what, kid? You're getting all the wrong messages.
That makes me sick.
Yeah, you're getting all the wrong messages, kid.
That's a wonderful way to promote yourself.
God, what did you just say to me?
I said, you can take kid and stick it.
You know, if I was over there, I'd smack that kid. All right, listen, thank you, Josh, very much for your call.
No problem, sir.
877-876-PHIL. Thank you, sir. 877-876-PHIL. We'll get Margaret back on. I want to talk to your mother.
Mom, who wants to talk? What did you say to my...
I said to him, if I was over there, I'd smack him. I wouldn't really. All right?
You don't lay a hand on my son. No.
I wouldn't really, but the temptation would be strong. You know what he just said to me? You can take... I said kid, and he said you can take kid and stick it.
It's a line from Tombstone. God, what a baby.
Oh, what, are you telling me now he's practicing his method acting again? All right, Dr. Ron Tarner. I want to get Dr. Tarner on here, okay?
No, I don't want to talk to that man. He is mentally unstable. Now, I will not have him talking to my son.
What do you mean mentally unstable? What's that mean?
He's some four-eyed freak from an observatory, isn't he?
Dr. Tarner is a teacher, and he also teaches in middle school. And yeah, he happens to have an astronomy degree in astronomy. So just before we start judging people all over the place... Let me get Dr. Ron Tarner on the phone here, folks, so we can at least get a little bit of what I would call the opposite perspective. Dr. Tarner.
Phil, how are you?
Good. We're talking with Margaret Gray. Have you been listening to the conversation?
Well, Phil, yes, I have, and it is unfortunate, I think, when you do hear a young man such as this boy, Delmonico.
His name is Jason J. Delmonico.
Well, okay, his name is Jason J. Delmonico, and I don't understand. Your last name is Gray.
Yes, that is his stage name, and that's what we call him in real life, in the life that he lives when he's not in a movie, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
Do you understand, Phil? In other words, when Jason J. is not being
in a movie and he's just being where there's no cameras, we still call him that.
I understand.
What are you hesitating for?
That's what you just said is really weird.
Yeah, what do you mean when he's not in a movie, he's just being where there's no cameras? You mean when he's not working?
Can I ask you to blow your nose? I really, honest to God,
I have a very... Mr. Henry, I came on the program to say one thing.
I don't want to be ignored. I'm asking you to blow your nose.
I came on the program, Phil, to say one thing.
And I am not going to listen to this man until he blows his nose.
Phil, if I'm interrupted one more time, I don't know what I'm going to do. I won't be responsible.
Well, what does that mean? Okay, I tell you what, Ron. And Margaret, why don't you be quiet for a minute, all right? Now, Ron...
I'm asking nice. Would you blow the nose, please?
If I'm interrupted one more time, I'll go to your home. I'll molest your son.
You dirty, filthy old queer.
And I am not a homosexual.
Hold on for a minute. Okay?
You know what?
Blow the nose.
Blow the nose or my nose?
If I hear any language, that was the worst exchange between two adults I've ever heard.
I'm sorry.
Well, you had better be sorry, and I will tell you again.
But what you said, Tarner, is way overboard.
Oh, I was clowning.
You're clowning, huh? The nose. Get it blown. Get it blown or you blow.
You think you're pretty smart, don't you?
I don't think I'm pretty smart. That's why this is really pathetic. The fact that I'm getting the better of you.
No, you're not getting the better. Phil, I came on your program to say a couple of things. Number one, no child...
The nose. Three noses.
You might as well blow it.
Blow what?
Your nose.
Blow what?
That's usually a question you ask, isn't it?
How? Oh, boy, I want a piece of you now.
No, but you do.
Not the good way, the bad way. I want a piece of you.
You want a piece of me? You can take the whole thing of me.
No, I don't want a piece of you. I want a piece of you, Turner. And what you said to me, and the inference about my son molesting him.
That was the very unfortunate. That was a ridiculous, that was a disgusting comment to make.
I was kidding around. I'm trying to make a point. I'm asking this lady to shut her mouth. I just heard that little boy talking to that fine man, that musician, and try to make sense out of that kid. I heard you try to make sense out of the kid. All right?
When is that thing between... When is that thing under your eyes and above your mouth? When are you going to go ahead and blow all the snot out of it? Sometime this week?
Hold on for a minute. You know what? I'll show that I'm a bigger man than you. Did you get that?
What?
That I'm a bigger man than you.
Thank you.
No, I said I'm a bigger man than you.
Yeah.
Forget it.
God!
I have a sinus condition. How long will this be? How big is the nose?
How big's the nose?
You know, now you're starting to sound anti-Semitic.
Are you Jewish?
No, not at all. Okay, my nose is blown. Now, may I say what I want to say?
Well, if you blew that nose, friend, only you and your nose know it, because...
All right, the man has blown his nose enough. What would you like to say, Ron?
I'd like to say that... Good night. I don't want to say it. Good night.
Did he hang up?
Yes, he did. I don't blame him either. Thank you very much, and good night, Margaret. The world-famous Phil Henry Show will be back, 877-876-PHIL. Our News and Information Hour coming up next.
Truth is our bitch.
Oh,
the Phil Henry Show.
Can I stay on some? I'm sorry if I can stay on some more.
No. No. No.
Listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Well, been a long time since we had Margaret with us for any great length of time, you know. But
she's talking about her son being all that and a bag of chips.
Yeah, he's thinking son and all this. He ain't none of that, you know. Just and he sounds like a punk.
Well, he did sound like a punk. He sounded like the perfect punk. And poor Dr. Turner, I think that whole family is crackers, if you want my honest opinion, including Frank, who is the nicest one of the three, you know?
Yeah, Frank's good, except you don't know the difference between a man and a girl.
No, he knows the difference between a man and a woman. He just can't verbalize it properly. There's something wrong with his brain as the result of that. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, but Mr. Gray, who is a longstanding, very, very successful entertainment attorney here in Los Angeles. He's produced a number of successful television shows back in the day, and he's been retired for a long time. But, Frank, there's no other way to say it. The man contracted gonorrhea that went untreated, and once he did get it treated, I think it was successful, except there's been this dementia that's occurred.
You go up because you have gonorrhea? You don't know, you say like a, saying she and you mean he?
Yeah. Gender confusion.
I never heard of that. It sounds pretty far out to me.
Well, it may sound far out to you, bud, but that's the explanation that I got.
Where'd you get it from?
I don't know, bud. There's no reason for me to doubt that. Why would anybody make up something like that? It's the most incredible thing. First of all, it's incredible. Can you imagine how debauched somebody has to have a disease like that and not get it treated until it's too late? And then, when you finally do get it treated, the only residual effect is the fact that you're calling women he. I mean, that's, you got to admit, you know.
Man, I don't know. I don't know what you're laughing at, man. That's creepy.
Yeah, it's pretty spooky.
Are you kidding me? That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. So this dude, he's got gonorrhea. They are able to, you know, they're able to arrest it or somehow treat it. And the only thing that they weren't able to fix is the fact that he calls men she and women he. I don't know. I find that very amusing. Well, welcome back here, guys, to our Phil Hendry Show Tuesday night thing. It's not really, we don't call it that, but we do have a short week, if you'll pardon the expression. And that means that tonight and tomorrow night. And then, of course, we will be back with you on Monday as well. In years past, we have attempted to do some special things on Thanksgiving. I don't know if we'll do that this year or not. But nonetheless, you know, it is a Thanksgiving week, and you know, for what it's worth, we wish you the best, and we hope you have a good Thanksgiving. And what were you saying, Bud? I should tell people what I was talking about in the pre-show.
Yeah, that's pretty. What you were talking about on the video cast.
Well, on our video cast, which we start about, well, we actually start the video cast an hour before our radio show, so that our people who are watching video are watching our Phil TV. They watch us prepping the show. They see me screaming and yelling about stuff that isn't getting done right. They watch me turning into a complete jackball in front of their very eyes. They see me stressing, and they see me losing all the hair that I have lost. So I was actually holding forth on Thanksgiving, right?
Well, you were saying that you don't do turkey or nothing.
Well, it isn't that I don't do turkey. But here's my philosophy with holidays, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I think that this is the most sensible approach to holidays. I really honestly do. It depends on the person, though. It depends on who you are and what you've done with your life. In my life, I've spent a lot of time doing for other people. I have spent a lot of time working for other people and taking care of people and paying for other people and just doing, answering a lot of bells, you know? What was that song? One Less Bell to Answer. Do you remember that one, Bud?
No, that's like way, way before I was born, maybe?
Well, you know, you're right. Well, there was a song called One Less Bell to Answer.
What was it about?
About one less bell to answer.
Oh.
So, when I finally had all these bells that I ain't got to, you know, answer anymore, you know, I was talking to friends of mine. They said, look, you know, why don't you just do whatever you want to do, man? Do you really want to sit down and have bird on Thanksgiving? I said, no, frankly, because I'm on this diet. You know, I'm on this whey protein diet. The only meat protein I get is fish. I mean, I eat salmon morning, noon, and night. And you know what? I never thought I would like seafood as much as I like salmon. Man, I love it, you know?
Yeah, well, you're cooking it up pretty good, though, man.
Well, I do a lot of different things with it, you know. Sometimes I put it on the barbecue and poach it. Sometimes throw it in a pan with a little tiny bit of oil. But, you know, you try to make it good. But the last thing I want is turkey, mashed potato. It ain't going to happen, man. It ain't going to happen, okay? It's not going to happen. I don't like carrying all this weight. I've carried it long enough, and I am not going to carry it anymore. I'm getting rid of this weight, and that's all there is to it. So I'm not going to have a big Thanksgiving dinner, and I'm... I just, you know, I don't need that scene. I don't know.
What do you mean, need that scene, man? What do you think? What do you, like, make the scene like a beatnik or some kind of a deal?
What do you mean, what?
But you trying to make the scene like a beatnik.
What do you mean, make the scene like a beatnik? Would you?
That's what it sounded like.
I'm talking about, I just don't want to be sitting down at a Thanksgiving table with a whole lot of nice, polite talk, all right? So, what are holidays for? A holiday is for you to relax. Or maybe a holiday is for you to do for your kids, or do for your wife, or do for your husband. I can certainly understand that, too. For Phil Hendry, what this holiday is going to be for me is I'm going to sit on my ass and do nothing. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean sitting on my ass and doing nothing, but I'm going to do what I want to do. And one of the things that I want to do, and this is real exciting, this is sexy as hell, I want to sleep, man.
Sleep?
Sleep. S-L-E-E-P, sleep. I'm working till 2 o'clock every morning. I'm out of bed bright and early for some new emergency or problem. I'm working all afternoon on that. Then maybe if I'm lucky, I get myself an hour's nap or something. Then I'm back to work. Yeah, sleep and watch football.
What about, you know what?
Sex? What's that? Where is that? What does that entail? What is that about? Is that, you mean women?
Yeah.
What do I do with those? I'm sorry. I'm so inexperienced
Phil
at that kind of thing that I shudder to think.